The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you so much, guys.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio and Linda Bott's birthday. Happy birthday, darling.
You're so sweet. You know, you make a big deal about my birthday. Thank
you. It is a big deal.
Appreciate that.
I'm sure I'll have one sometime.
Thanks to my mom.
Thanks to your mom.
Yeah,
and your dad, too.
I woke up. Yeah,
he had the fun part.
It took two.
He had the fun part.
I woke up at 4:30 this morning, and I started to thank, you know, count my blessings. I think that's a great way to start your day. Every day, actually, count my blessings. Think about things I'm grateful for, being happy to be alive, and, you know, thinking about the people in my life that, you know, have really made a difference. And I think that's a great way to start every day. But especially today, I thought, okay, this is how you're going to start your day.
There you go.
So thank you.
Happy birthday.
Well,
I love you.
I love you, too. We have a big morning.
Oh, gosh, it's
we have a
huge
big
morning.
Stacked morning with lots of,
that's right, a lot of
special
people.
Guests that have wonderful information for you.
We have books. We have Holiday Harbor. We have Barry Tippin of REU. And we have the sheriff. All in one day.
It's a big day.
That's it. But this is a huge day because of you. Everything else pales in comparison.
No, and for those people who fought for our freedom.
Yes. We're going to be talking about a book from experiences in Vietnam. But what's the weather real quick, Connie?
Okay, currently 62 degrees if you're just tuning in. Good morning. Chance of showers today with our temperatures around 80 degrees. We've been having these overcast clouds, so there is a barometric pressure that's happening. We have a chance of showers tonight with temperatures around 58. Friday calls for 79. Saturday calls for 83 with mostly sunny. Saturday night, partly cloudy with lows of 58. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business, locally owned and operated, where they do give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793.
Okay, we're here with Mark Heinzman. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, and happy birthday.
Thank you.
Mark is helping to publicize a book written by M. Thomas, the sister of a Vietnam vet. And the book is... Let me see your book right there. It's called The Not Today. And this was the talk, you know, this was the idea for the Vietnam vets when saying Not Today. It wasn't going to end today. And so the story was of his time in Vietnam told to his sister.
Yes.
And then what she perceived of her brother who has gone off to war and coming back.
Yes, exactly.
Can you tell us a little bit about the book here then?
Well, it basically goes over a little bit of his life before and after Vietnam, but it covers mostly his time there. It's not a blood and guts story, but it's what bonds comrades together. And the Not Today has to do, and I have trouble saying it, with Marines saying, they will not let their comrade die alone. Not today.
Not today. And this is from a Marine point of view. So
yes.
And when did it take place, the time in Vietnam?
A time in Vietnam, it started about in 67.
Okay, 1967. And from the sister's point of view and how what her brother was like before he left and then what he was like when he came back.
Yes. And it turns out that she finds out it wasn't so much the horrors of war that changed him, but what bonds veterans together.
And it is, you know, when we say band of brothers and use that term, the people serving in combat, you always will have a bond with them. No, much different than you would with a very close-knit family. It's another type of close-knit family, but with a different type of bond.
Yes.
And unless you've been there, you'll never feel that.
Yes.
Really.
But if you read the book, I think you'll have a better understanding of the vet and what he went through.
And did her brother have a tough time when he came back?
Yes. There were a lot of issues that he went through. Some of them were, like I said, she would not change when she found out why. And others, well, vets need to talk more.
Yeah. Now this is a book that the parts I've perused through it is something that the veterans could share and also their families.
Yes. I have a friend that pushed the book on his grandson after a while because his grandson kept bugging him about what it was like over there. He couldn't talk. But one day he said he read the book and he said to his grandson, "You read this."
And what did the grandson say after that?
I think the grandson's still reading it.
Still reading it. Okay, now this. How long did it take her to write this book?
Close to 7 years.
Really? So yes. She spent a lot of time with this and and obviously she talked a lot to her brother about this.
Oh, yes. And a lot of it had to do with technical parts, which I helped out with. And
I know there's a glossary at the end that shows that explains a lot of the terms that are in the book.
Yeah. It's written so people that are not vets, not familiar with a lot of this, would easier read through what all is happening, yet at the same token, there had to be a glossary to help that out, and there's pictures with it.
Well, you know what? Everybody has their own list of acronyms and what they mean. How do people get a hold of this book?
Oh, they can get on the internet, and it's accentdigitalpublishing.com. That's accentdigitalpublishing, all one word, .com.
What would you say the most important thing is about the book?
It will help friends and family members to better understand the vet. And in that, hopefully, they can deal better with his problems. And hopefully, through that, maybe the vet will get some real help and at least the support of his family.
Did he ever get to the VA?
Yes.
Any help like that?
Yeah. In the beginning, he didn't do much there. But after a while, yes.
How's he doing now?
Oh, not around anymore.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. This is a book called Not Today. It's about Marines, what they would say, not today, you're not dying. I'm not going to allow you to die today. And how fighting in combat, how it bonds people together. And the story of a young man that went to war and came back, and then his sister, over a period of 7 years, wrote this book about the effects of war on not just her brother, but probably everybody. It impacts on all of us.
Yes.
Okay. Accent Digital
Publishing.
Publishing.com. Mark Heinzman. Mark, thanks a lot. Thanks for coming by today.
Oh, thank you.
And the last thought here before we break?
No, except to really thank the two of you for doing this to help vets. We need help.
Yeah, and we do a lot. We try to do as much as we can, but, you know, sometimes it's like, you know, peeing in the wind. It just is a big wind is that you're trying and every time you think, okay, we made another step forward and something else happens. But I think that people have the best intentions, so we just have to harness those best intentions.
Yes,
All right, Mark, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back right after these messages.
People across our nation are achieving remarkable things in later life. Compass Shining Care invites you to celebrate Older Americans Month, honoring the achievements of seniors who are using their wisdom, talents, and expertise to make a positive impact in our community. Nominate a local senior today for the 3rd Annual Powerful Senior Award. Shining Care invites you to join us in promoting healthy aging, increased community involvement, and quality life for our elders. Shining Care's life care experts provide guidance and advocacy for families who are caring for older relatives or disabled adults, assisting with the challenges of aging by providing consultations and risk assessments, care planning, coordination, and in-home care, as well as the advocacy and support that provide families peace of mind. Visit shiningcare.org or visit Grace Place Tea House at 1448 Pine Street in downtown Reading.
My name is Ben Goring, and I'm a high-voltage journeyman lineman for REU, your community-owned electric utility. Linemen maintain REU's system. No matter summer's heat or winter's cold and rain, we are there for you. Our team loves what we do and are committed to doing it safely. Providing the Redding community with reliable power is not only a top priority at REU, it's our passion. I live, work, and play in this community. I'm a husband, a dad, and the coach of my daughter's soccer team. I'm a lineman and very proud to be part of Redding Electric Utilities family.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction. We cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda Bott, happy birthday!
Yeah, I'm so...
We have people on the line here.
Thank you. Oh, you do?
I don't know. Do we have people on the line?
That's Sawyer Fredericks, by the way. He just won the voice. He's brought back a whole very cool sound of music. I bet you're going to hear that blasting out, aren't you, Kevin, when you... Holiday Harbor
Kevin
here.
Kelly.
Kevin,
Holiday Harbor.
Show.
Good morning. Morning.
One of
happy
our heroes.
Birthday.
Yeah, he is one of our heroes. He's been...
Thank you so
he's,
much.
He's got that...
Oh, yeah.
Stay in there. We're going to make it happen. Love that beautiful attitude. And we love Holiday Harbor.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on this morning. I appreciate that. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. And Memorial Day is coming up.
Memorial Day. Yeah.
We know that you're the house of toys.
Yep. Yeah. We have our toy box. Have some availability. I wish I didn't say that, but we do have some availability, and I wish we were booked solid, but...
You will be booked solid by the end of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
After people hear this, they're going to say,
I tell you what, there
Memorial
is nothing
day.
Better than going to Holiday Harbor and getting... Either a houseboat, I call it a little party raft.
Party barge.
Party barge.
Yeah.
And you got speedboats out there.
Yep.
And you've got personal watercraft, and you've got all that stuff.
Paddle boards, canoes, kayaks.
Cool.
Everything to have some fun on the lake.
Jet skis, all kinds of wonderful, fun things that can take your troubles away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You were telling me you've never been on a jet ski.
I have never actually driven a jet ski. I think one time I was someplace where they jumped off the jet ski and I got on it and took a picture. So that was
not the same
thing. I sat on a jet ski, but as far as like – operating a jet ski. I'm going to do it this year. That's on my bucket list of something fun to do. Let's see. Let's go to the phones and, oh, whoa, hi there. Good morning, all the way from Nashville. Or no,
almost
from
Nashville. This is your brother-in-law, one of the Johnsons.
This is one of the Johnson brothers. Good morning.
Now, where do they live again?
They live somewhere in Chattanooga.
Chattanooga. Just teasing. I wanted to. Are you thinking yet? So.
Well, I'm barely thinking. I need more coffee. But I wanted to wish you happy birthday. I thought of you yesterday when a patient told me she's leaving for St. Andrews, Scotland today.
Oh.
And I remember we were on that bridge back last summer.
Last summer that we
How
were,
could we ever forget that day?
We could never forget the beautiful part of Scotland that we went with Sandy and Steve. And
how you grabbed a bus driver and threw him off the bus and drove the bus all the way back from St. Andrews.
Well, that was the end of the day. But the beginning of the day, let's talk about the fact that you always wanted to go there because your father was a golfer, and he always, in his life, it was a dream. So you went in memory of your father and Steve's father-in-law, who, you know, I thought it was beautiful to be with family and do that.
Yeah. We raised a glass in his honor. It was very appropriate.
I think we raised several in his honor. So, Steve, you know, it's always like you to call, and because you're the, you know what, he's the perfect brother.
Thank you,
perfect
Steve.
Brother. Well, not in-law, just perfect brother.
Sandy would have called too, but she's in court with some judge.
She was like sequestered yesterday.
Yes.
So, but we love you, man.
Hope you'll have plenty of rain out there. We got too much over here.
Oh, good.
Send it out.
It's been trying. It's really been trying. It's almost like, you know, it's been holding back tears for some time. We're ready for just to like just let it flow. So.
Yeah.
Well, love you, brother.
Linda. Have a good one.
Thank you. One of my favorite people.
Love you.
Love you too. Thanks.
Bye-bye,
one of my favorite
Steve.
People.
Bye-bye.
Speaking of
Bye.
Boats, we went on a trip with them to Tortola. And actually, they asked us to join them, and we went on one of those catamarans.
Oh, wow.
And it got just
a motorized cat. Yeah.
It was
cool. Anyway.
And the beautiful thing about, let's segue into boats here with Kevin and Holiday Harbor is that. You know, you can really explore. There's how many miles to the shoreline with Lake Shasta?
At full pull, it's 370 miles. Or 370 miles of shoreline.
So it's probably like 300 now.
Yeah, a little bit.
There's
lots of water in Lake Shasta.
You know, and the fishing is just phenomenal.
Oh.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is, you know, because I remember a couple years ago, I remember how far down it is. And it's not that far down this year. You know, so I'm looking, and they're releasing...
Oh, yeah.
A billion gallons.
Yeah,
2.5 billion or something like that to pulse for the fish. Yeah. The water wars have started.
Now, you sell poles and you sell gear in the store?
Yeah, we have bait and tackle, full bait and tackle shop.
Can you rent a pole and stuff for the day, or do you?
No.
Okay. Well, no, it's just cool. It's nice to know that.
It's okay.
So you go out and you can go buy all that stuff, and they have a really nice store, by the way. You can, if you came there to Holiday Harbor and you thought, well, I'm just in my street attire. I drove in from wherever.
Los
Angeles. Get everything you possibly need to swim, your sunblock, your suit, your food.
Absolutely.
Everything in that store.
You could walk in there and just have it all. Be taken down to your party boat or your houseboat or whatever it is, and show you, give a complete inventory of the gear, but then show you how everything works, and then get you out onto the water.
Oh yeah,
you know they do everything, but I don't know, do everything but cook your meals for you out there.
That's absolutely true.
Now, how do people make reservations?
Just call Holiday Harbor or visit us at lakeshasta.com. We have our internet site up and running, but 1-800-776-BOAT.
Let me say this, is that every time we've gone down there, we've had nothing but a great time, first of all. And we're going to do a remote from the lake again this year. But the other part is all your people are so knowledgeable and professional and just friendly.
Yeah, we have a great staff. I can't say enough about
it. And they've been with you a long time.
We try to keep the good guys around for a while, you know.
Well, here's what I want to say to those listening. Safe, reliable boats. So if you've never been, you will get a full course on how to take it out. And if you're nervous about taking it out through the boats, through the where the dock is,
area.
And they'll take you out so that from there you just have to, you know, push your gear and go out and kind of cruise around, and then you can call in on your radio to come back in.
Yep.
They'll meet you at the end of the dock and take the boat back in. I think that that speaks volumes about if you're a little nervous about maybe you don't, can't feel like it's holding you back because you can't maneuver or a little fearful about maneuvering. Once you get out into the big lake and you know the rules, yeah, you know, okay, 5 miles or 50, you know, how many miles it is per hour before you go past another boat.
Yeah. We spend some time with you. We pilot you in and out of the harbor. And, you know, we kind of get a feel for the customer and the guest that, they're a little nervous. No problem. We'll drive you out. Give us a shout. We'll drive you back in. It's not a problem for us, and we like that because it keeps our boats healthy.
Yeah, it saves wear and tear on everybody there.
Yeah.
Okay, my favorite boat out there is the party boat.
Oh yeah,
because you have on there, it's big enough for 8 or 10 people, but
yep,
it has the barbecue, it has places to sit, it sips gas in the engine, but it has a bathroom.
Yeah.
On it, so you can stay all day out there, and the kids just love it.
Yeah, we put the necessities, so we put a restroom on there, barbecue, mm-hmm, an ice chest for your a beverage of choice, and it's easy to operate.
It's wonderful.
You can fish off it. You can bring it up and you can stake it out there and, yep, use it to jump. You know, just to swim off.
Yeah, we took the kids last year just for a day ride, and we docked four different places, different locations, because after about an hour of them jumping off the boat and jumping into Granddad's arms, and they had a ball, and we took those little noodles, and then we would be like, oh, let's try some other place. So it was such a form of entertainment. It was so healthy. They were, it was wonderful. I brought some food. You also have like a fold out table on,
yeah,
board.
Yep.
So, you know, if you've got a party of 8 or 10 or just 4, you can pull the table out with some chairs and sit there and just enjoy lunch on the lake.
But you also have houseboats that can sleep how many?
We have 7 different models of houseboats, all the way from a 6-sleeper to a 16-sleeper. So if you have a large family, you know, take the 16-sleeper. It's very accommodating. We did about 6-8 months of research with our guests to say, okay, what do you want in a boat? And they, you know, always said, oh, you know, we're lacking on storage space. You know, I don't want to sleep with my fishing buddy because, you know, we're out for 4 days fishing. So we have separate bedrooms, you know, separate beds. So, you know, a lot of those little quirky suggestions we put into this boat because we manufacture our own boats in-house locally here, keep our money local.
Full-size refrigerators.
Yep.
You've got propane, and so people can fish, cook.
Yep.
Do it all.
Yep. Barbecue, you know, LP gas, stoves, ovens, you know, totally self-contained.
You know, and and those two are fun. You take those out. I think we had a bunch of people with us when we did the show. And then people can join up with, they can run a fast mover,
yeah,
a little fishing boat or ski boat to hook onto it.
Yeah. The thing is now, big request for the kayaks and canoes, mm-hmm, and the paddle boards. It's way too much work for me.
Yeah, you've got to pay. Well, in fact, when we were out last year and last summer, and as we're coming back, we saw some friends that were paddling out to meet us.
On their kayaks.
They had wine.
Yeah.
And they were paddling out
wine
in kayaks.
Wine and cigars. They were on their way. It was a duck on it.
I thought, you know, there's 360 miles around here, but you guys are studs.
Yeah.
370 miles of shoreline, I'm going to see about 100 yards in.
That's it. Okay. Now, so this is the season starting. Or it started already.
Yeah, the season is starting. There's no doubt about it. It's the typical crazy weekend out on the lake. But, you know, we just kind of promote safe boating, you know, kind of just remind our guests that, hey, you know, it could get a little crazy.
No drinking and driving. I mean,
no,
they can, you can get tickets for that.
Oh, yeah.
And DUIs and all that kind of
absolutely
stuff.
Absolutely.
So people don't realize that, you know, I'm driving down. Hey, I've got a beer in this hand and the steering wheel in this hand. No.
Those days are gone by. But here's the good news. Holiday Harbor still has a few boats available. So if you've been sitting on the fence about what to do with the family or just take your friends out or, but, you know, do a buddy trip or a couple trip, give Holiday Harbor a call. It's really worth it. It's a very clean, friendly marina. And, of course, we just love promoting local.
Thank you so much.
Well, you know what? It's a great place. I mean, if we didn't feel like it was safe and clean and professionally run and all that, we wouldn't be, you know, extolling your virtues here because, but it is. And we have a great time. The kids have a great time and it's, you can, it just gives you a huge opportunity to have a little, you know, a vacation right here, yeah. A staycation. And have a great time.
Yeah, just get out on the lake for the day, you know?
It is. It's beautiful. And like you said fishing's great now?
Yeah, fishing is actually phenomenal right
now.
Wow. I'm going to have to give you a call soon.
Yeah. Yes, and Carl.
I always tell you, give me a shout. We'll get you out in the lake, get your fishing pole in the water, and catch a fish.
There we go. All right.
There's no reason we can't do that when the grandkids come.
Well, that's true.
Get you to go fishing that day. You've got the poles.
And you got my number.
Yeah.
You know what? It's just doing it. You're right. And that's what everybody
we'll
out there
know,
is.
And you how can do they call? With us.
How do they get a hold of you? One more time.
1-800-776-BOAT.
Wow.
Yep.
1-800-776-BOAT.
Yep. Or LakeShasta.com.
All right.
Yep.
Kevin Kelly. Hey, thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you.
So much.
Happy
Holiday
birthday
Harvest.
Thank you.
You
so much.
All right. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
NASCAR Pro Series West roars into Shasta County for the Bill Schmidt Memorial 150 K&N race at the Shasta Speedway May 29th and 30th. This will be the first time in 22 years a NASCAR racing series has raced at the Shasta Speedway, and you don't have to miss any of it. Over 20 NASCAR drivers will compete 150 laps. Just go to ShastaSpeedway.com for complete details. Don't miss your chance to experience NASCAR at the Shasta Speedway on May 30th. Get your advance tickets online at Shasta-Speedway.com ticket link, or buy local at participating Tri-Counties banks and Napa Auto Parts. This is sure to be a sellout NASCAR event right here in Anderson. There's still time to get your tickets online at Shasta-Speedway.com ticket link or local outlets. You can experience NASCAR right here at the Shasta Speedway on Saturday, May 30th. See you there.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir! I'm pure and natural, sir!
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, or drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir!
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. Here we are. I hope, did you hear anything that we were saying at the break? 7:33 in the morning and,
Linda's birthday. Happy birthday,
Linda. How you doing? We've got a bunch of guests coming in and going and looking forward to this next segment, on the show. Should we just go to the phones and see who is on the, is somebody on the line? Are they right now?
Let's go. Oh,
okay.
The birthday fairy is on the line.
Okay.
Hi, this is the birthday fairy.
And well,
all the little fairies are all excited about Linda Bott's birthday. he's laughing.
What are the little fairies doing?
We're going to get you, sir, laughing at us.
I'm not laughing. I'm sharing my happiness.
I'm so happy the fairies are dancing.
We have a picture of Linda Bott, and we're dancing in a circle of fire, chanting, "Happy birthday to the beautiful, talented Linda, not the beautiful, talented Carl."
Well, thank you so much for calling, Dawn. You know, we think of you every day, and we'll be visiting you soon, and we love you.
And you're coming home soon, birthday fairy.
Yes, I am.
All right.
And don't forget the birthday fairy. He's a heavy dude.
There you go. Okay, thank you, birthday
Thanks,
fairy.
Dawn.
Happy birthday, Linda.
Thank you, Don.
Jarhead says, happy birthday, Linda. 39. Wow. And Angel says, happy birthday, Linda. You deserve a birthday week.
A birthday week?
No, no. You know, Angel, you don't understand. This isn't birthday week. This is birthday month. And then it sometimes it's stretched into 3 months, and on her 50th, it stretched into a year. So, anyway. Hey, we're here with Barry Tippin.
Good morning, Barry.
Good morning.
Good morning, Barry.
Thanks for being here today.
Sure. Yeah, I heard it was your birthday. I had to come.
The director of Reading Electric Utility. Now, there's been a lot of consternation in the air, as you know, when the proposal to raise the access rate for REU triple it, in fact.
And lower the energy charge.
And lower the energy charge. That's right. And in fact, when you look at it from our point of view, from Linda's and ours, the electricity we use, I think we end up saving, it's almost a wash, or we save $3 or $4. The big question, though, is the 25% that you all have said already are the ones that are already saving energy, the ones that are on the fixed incomes, that they've got their energy down to, you know, as low as they can make it, and now they've got their payment every month tripled.
So first let's set aside fixed income, low income, and low use, because those aren't synonymous. We have many low income users who use a lot of energy because they can't afford, you know, the upgrades to their home, or maybe they are living in apartments or rentals that are old and energy sieves, as we say, and so they have high energy usage. So that's an important distinction. This doesn't necessarily impact low income. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? Frankly, I got ahead of myself. What I should have said is, good morning. Tell us why REU believes that we should up the rates.
Sure. Thanks
or you
for the
should
question.
Up the rates.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the one that really I wanted to start with.
Yeah, and that's, you know, really what it comes down to is a fundamental shift in the nation. It's really not Reading. It's not California. It's really the nation. And we have a shift of a nation of increasing, ever-increasing energy usage. And that was, you know, due to a lot of things, technology increases, growth, population growth, et cetera. And when you have something like that, you can put all of your fixed charges into a commodity rate. And in our case, you take all your fixed charges and you roll them into the price per kilowatt hour. And as long as you're growing that growth, you have subdivisions being built, and it all works, and it's all fine.
Because everything is based on a continued growth.
Correct.
And a requirement to have more electricity.
Yeah, that's, you know,
because prices rise all the time. Yeah, so you need more users.
Yeah, declining block economics. I mean, right. You almost double the savings as you send more, because you have such huge fixed costs in power plants, all the power poles, all the wires.
How much is fixed cost for you all?
About 68% of our costs are fixed. And we actually get 18% of the revenues through the current fixed charge. And so when you look forward, you say we're not only having solar being put on rooftops, we're having requirements to increase building codes so that new homes have almost zero energy use as compared to yesterday's home. We have, you know, innovations and technologies that help reduce energy use, and all that's good. I mean, if you look at the greater social good about greenhouse gases, if you want to buy into all that, that's what that's achieving. On the flip side, it's causing problems with that revenue stream. And what we're suggesting is that we should get ahead of that curve. We should fix that problem fundamentally today, and so that we can actually move into an era where if we don't have that problem with the revenue streams, we're able to do more to help people with their energy choices. What that means is right now we have a lot of programs for people to do energy efficiency, and we provide rebates. But there's a lot of people who can't afford that. But what if we could move in an era where maybe we have access to capital that you can pay off on your utility bill? What about people who want to have more control over their energy uses on a day-to-day basis, and we can provide programs that will allow those people to do that? We're looking to actually move REU more into the future before we actually have to get there, and be proactive with it.
Okay. Well, and to do this, it takes money. Do this. Is this when this raising of the access rate from $13 to 30
42
to 42
for residential, yeah,
for residential. So this will raise how much more money?
Zero.
It won't raise another cent.
Not another cent. We're designing this in this very first year to have a 0% total utility increase in revenues.
What about next year?
Next year, we're talking about a 1.5% on March 1st.
And that's because you're also dropping the cost of the kilowatt hour.
No, that's just because of inflationary pressures.
Just inflationary going up like that.
Yeah.
So when's the last time this was changed?
More than 50 years ago.
So this is the first time in 50 years that you all have
redone the structure. Yeah, we've had some increases in fixed charges and stuff, but it's been about over 50 years since we've done a really overhaul of how we're charging our customers.
Now let's get into the low income is one thing. Like you said, low income, they may be using a lot of energy.
Correct.
Let's address the ones that have cut it to the bone and are on a fixed income. What about those?
Is there some kind of program? So does fixed income mean low? I mean,
it could be Social Security. It could be something
where they are
not going to make any more money each month than what they are. That's what a fixed income is.
Right.
They're not going to get raises. They're not going to get cost of living. They may get a cost of living, but it's like 1%. And so they're there on this. And they're usually elderly in most cases or maybe impaired in some ways. They can live by themselves and all this, but they're fixed right there. And they've cut everything back. Now, the tripling of their access rate, they're not going to use less.
Right.
And it's not going to help them.
So if I may kind of dissect your question a bit, because you threw in a lot of things, elderly, fixed income, all of that. If they're elderly and on a fixed income at 75% of the median, they are eligible for assistance, $20 a month, right off the bat. So,
and that lasts for how long?
Forever.
Okay.
That is our Lifeline program. We're actually talking about changing that Lifeline program. One of the things that we have experienced over the last couple of months and during our discussions with elderly in particular is that many elderly won't take the Lifeline. They've not been low income. They don't consider themselves low income, but they hit certain fixed income limits.
Sure.
So we want to change and have an elderly program. We want to have a senior citizen program that's just based on how much you make and if it's fixed. And so they can come in and access that same charge. And so we have, as you noted, when we make this change, there are people who are going to be impacted, some of the low users. Low users come in multiple different types, right? We have low users who just don't turn anything on. They go to bed early, get up early, use the sunlight. They don't turn everything on. And then we have the solar panel, people who put solar panel on their house, people who spend a lot of money for energy efficiencies. So they're all gamuts of types who have lower energy use. The reality of what we're looking at is all those people still have an impact on the system when they use the system. And we're trying to spread those charges more appropriately. Even with a $42 fixed charge, that's about half or more of what it could be or should be in terms of what that fixed cost is. Right now, what happens with our current rates is those people who have higher energy usage pay for all those fixed charges for those people who have lower energy charges. And there's a subsidy that goes across there.
You say the fixed charges should be
on a rough number,
80 bucks for access?
On a rough number, on certain households, it'll be $110.
And where does that number come from?
Our cost of service study that we're wrapping up, and it shows really if you look at all the fixed costs with the plants, the poles, the wires, everything else, it amounts to about $110 per month, per resident, per customer that we would have to charge to collect all of our fixed charges.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Charles, you've been waiting. Charles, good morning. You have a question for Barry.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning, Charles.
When I saw the press release for this perestroika of the rate structure, perestroika would be the applicable word.
Sounds like a dinosaur.
No, it means restructuring.
I know.
Anyway, go on.
There was no information, as I recall, and I don't have the press release in front of me, about any of this stuff, only that there would be a hearing in June, and there was a lot of information such as you would put in an advertisement about RU generally, but there was nothing in there specific to what the planned perestroika would look like, and what I had to find out about the tripling of the meter rate by looking at a Clay Duda Facebook post.
So do you have a?
So I mean this. I mean it was like. I'm tempted here to compare this to like walking into an ambush and all of a sudden, whoa, what is this?
So do you, we have a question here? Or is that just kind of like the information wasn't given correctly?
Well, it really wasn't. And in the past, we had an REU commission to kind of vet all this stuff. And recently, the bond rating had been upgraded, so which meant that Fitch and Standard and Poor's all thought that everything was pretty
it's going fine,
hunky dory. And then all of a sudden, we have this tripling of the meter charge. I mean, the meters themselves are. I mean, unless we're going to be converting to surveillance device. I mean, smart meters. I mean, surveillance devices. I mean, unless we're
okay, Charles, we got to take a break here, buddy.
It doesn't seem justified to triple the rate. The meter charge.
Okay.
I'll have to hold on through the break.
I think we're finished here. I'm going to let him answer this.
Hang up, okay. I need to say happy birthday.
Oh,
thank you, Charles. Really appreciate
that's
it.
Sweet.
Thanks.
I don't want to forget to do that.
Well, Okay. Thank you. And we always appreciate you listening and writing in and calling. Appreciate your comments. Mm-hmm. Got to take a break here on KCNR 1460.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park invites you to experience the brand new riparian forest adventure. Explore the forest around Turtle Bay like never before as you travel from the museum to Paul Bunyan's forest camp. The new riparian forest adventure gives guests a new view and fresh experience with the wonderful world we live in as you make your way to and from the forest camp with interactive and educational activities along the way. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Summer is on us at Redding Kia with 0% financing for up to 66 months, and Kia Motors will make your first three payments for you. This summer is on us at Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue in Redding, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchase.
It's free money. 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2015 Sedonas and Souls and 2015 Fortes and Optimas, and Kia Motors will make your first three monthly payments for you. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Redding Kia wants your trade. Get more for it right now at Redding Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months, and Kia Motors will make your first three monthly payments, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, dealer document processing charges, any emission testing charges. Must finance to Kia Motors finance for this special offer on approval of credit, subject to prior sale, ends July 4th.
Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. This summer's on us at Redding Kia.
RedingKia.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Howdy, folks. Nate Abarea here. Join me every Sunday at 2 p.m. for Destination North State. Each hour-long show will be direct from special spots in the heart of Northern California, featuring the people and the places that make this region so unique. You'll hear the beautiful and the gritty sides of the North State that we call our own. Made possible by Muse Concrete, Palomar Builders, and Yaks on the Five in Dunsmuir. It's Destination North State every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's May the 21st, 10 till 8 in the morning. 62 degrees out there. Our guest is Barry Tippin, the CEO, the prime mover at REU. But let's go to the phones real quick. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Linda.
Is that my mom?
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Linda. Happy birthday to you.
You guys are so...
And many, many more.
You know, Mom, thank you, Mom and Dad. And my mom is... I love it. I posted a picture of you, Mom. And I got so many... on Facebook, I got so many... comments like, that is not your mother. Are you sure that's not your brother's wife? I'm going to show it to you because you're going to be surprised. But anyway, my mother just turned 82 years young, and my father is going to be up here on the 4th of July. Both Mom and Dad, we're going to be celebrating his birthday on the 4th of July as we're going to be at the Colt 45s with the fireworks. So come out and celebrate our veterans and celebrate the 4th of July. Love you. Thank you for having me. I feel blessed.
Okay, dear. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Love you all.
It's really important to have great leaders. And, you know, Barry, let's not stop for a minute and thank you. Because when you take on a position like what you take on, you know that you're going to stand in the line of fire. You know that not everything is going to be popular. You know that you're state mandated. You know that there's a lot of things that you're going to have to, as a nucleus, move forward. And not everything's going to be popular. So we really appreciate you coming on the air. People can ask the hard questions. Yeah. And I know, Carl, at the break, you had something that you were going
to... Yeah, but I want to go to a caller. Ed, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a question for Barry?
Well, a quick comment and a question. Just looking at the proposal, it's pretty obvious to me that, as I've said for several years now, REU doesn't have a revenue problem. It's a cost problem. Your grid connection expense is just too high to be sustainable. And so my question is, what is REU going to do about people who want to just cut their ties, get off the grid and generate and control their own power bills? Because for a lot of people... low users now, that sounds like a more economic solution than keeping a wire hooked up to REU.
Actually, you know, set aside the specifics of getting off the grid because that's state mandated building code. You have to be connected to the grid to live in the city of Reading. But
okay, that's my question. So
yeah.
Legally, you're going to require people to pay this fee
so
if
hang
they
on.
Want it.
So that's a state building code requirement, not an REU requirement. If people want
because
to...
Because you're in the city.
Because the state building code requires that we have that adopted building code. And
well,
so,
not if you're not in the city. There are a lot of people living off the grid in Shasta County.
That's correct, and I'm not talking about Shasta County. I'm talking about the city of Reading.
It's a law that says... I'm just trying to get this clear. I wasn't aware of this. It's a law that says if you're in the city of Reading, you have to be connected to REU.
Our building code has a requirement to be connected to the grid. That is correct.
And is are you worried about legal challenges to that?
No, that's been a requirement for a long time.
I know, because it never made any sense before to people not to be on the grid. But I'm saying, have you had your attorneys look at that?
Yeah, it's an ordinance within the building. It's in the ordinance in the Reading Municipal Code.
I know that. I understand you're saying it's an ordinance, but I'm saying...
Well, our attorneys...
What is the legal basis for requiring someone to have a legitimate...
So that's a building code issue. I don't know if we want to talk about
a safe home.
Building codes.
Hey, Ed, this is I tell you what we will do is we'll have somebody from the building guys in here or the city manager to talk about that. It's a good question. So thanks. Barry,
we
talked about – and we've got other people waiting online too, but just real quick, the reserve fund.
Yes.
$35 million in reserve fund.
Well, that was at the end of March. Probably by the end of June, it'll be down to $22 million.
All right. And how much are you required to keep?
About 75 days of cash on hand, and that math probably is equal to about $24 million.
$24 million.
Yeah.
So, and that's by law, or is that just by...
That's by city council policy.
So city council could change that to 30 days.
The city council could change that to anything they'd like.
Anything they want. Okay. So part of this... So it comes back again. The reason RU is restructuring, first time in 50 years, the main reason is that the use is stagnated, the costs keep going up, and you've got to find a way to increase the revenue.
No, I'm gonna correct that. The real reason we're doing it is because the trend is there, and what that trend is going to equal is sooner or later those who can afford or are situated properly to put solar panels on or to find ways to cut their usage and to, you know, continue to drive that price down, like it's happening everywhere in California and in the nation, the fixed costs will grow and grow onto those users who can't afford to do that. The apartment people who can't access solar, who can't have their landlords won't do the energy efficiency, it's a spiral as the increase of extra usage goes up. People are incentivized, and they are heavily subsidized to put on solar panels. There's three different subsidies on solar panels today, and they will continue to do so. What that requires is as revenues go down, rates have to go up, and those rates are going to be paid by the people who can least afford it, and we're trying to get in front of that. The reality is if the council chooses not to do this rate restructuring, we're going to be fine for 10, 15, 20 years. But we're trying to get in front of it, and we're trying to become a partner in people's energy use is what I've been saying, which is kind of cliche, but that's really what we want.
So you're getting in front of something that
– that's inevitable to come down the pike anyway.
But it could be 10, 20 years from now.
Yeah, but we could get in front of it and actually
help manage it,
help people get to where they want
to
be.
And you're thinking out beyond next week?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's go to the phones.
Jean, good morning. You're live on the air. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. I have a question. Is that in light of the situation with this pilot program and the city of Redding being sued, the city council dismissing the REU commission, is this coming up as a new funding to make up for the loss of this pilot program?
No. The pilot program is an expense to REU, and that's absolutely correct. I mean, we have about a $5 to $6 million transfer to the general fund per the pilot, as is noted by the caller. That's currently in the Supreme Court deciding its legality based against Proposition 26. For REU, it's simply an expense. And as I mentioned, this rate restructuring is a zero revenue increase for the utility. If the pilot were to be deemed illegal and we stopped transferring that money to the general fund, it would result in maybe a $4 to $6 reduction in a residential bill.
But it's still another $6 million a year, though.
Absolutely.
That goes into it. It can be used for other things.
That's the $4 to $6 million reduction.
And that's and thank you, Gene. You know, REU is a huge business.
Correct.
I mean, you're a huge corporation. How much money do y'all bring in a year?
About $150 million.
$150 million. Why don't we have an REU director? I mean, we do with you, but you're still listed as an assistant.
Yeah, the reality.
Shouldn't we divide this up totally so that the city manager, who's making those city decisions, isn't the one that's writing your fitness reports? Shouldn't it just be? Shouldn't it be a separate entity?
Are you suggesting it shouldn't be a part of the city?
No. I mean, part of the city, but a separate department completely.
Well, it is, actually. We operate it in a completely different fashion. In reality, 95% of what I do every day is REU. I do very little as an assistant city manager, and so it functions.
Why don't we just break you loose so Barry Tippin is taking care of REU and doesn't have to answer to what Kurt Starman says?
Well, I still would. I still would answer to Kurt Starman as the REU director. That's the a city functions with the city manager is hiring and firing all department directors, and so either way, I answer to the city manager, and I can assure you we operate the REU as if it was a separate department entirely.
Okay. Now, there's some people, and we only got a couple minutes. And by the way, Barry volunteered to come on, and we had him in here for this half hour to so we could get you on as soon as possible to talk about this. So can you summarize this real quick? You're doing this because we're trying to get in front of the approaching storm.
Yeah, the world's changing, and you see that across. You can do any number of Google searches, and you'll see this is just pandemic across the United States. There was an article just earlier this week in the Wall Street Journal, an opinion piece on solar subsidies and the problem that that's generating. We're trying to get in front of that so that we can actually make a difference for all our customers in the future, and we don't have a reactive issue coming up in 10 years.
So we're not having going to – yeah. So this is something that's down the road. We're doing prior planning here. to try to prevent any problems in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're hoping to actually be able to generate new programs. And then if I – real quick, I hear the music coming on.
Yeah.
But we are going to council June 16th simply to set a public hearing, which would be in August. We're going to do a slew of public education pieces and public meetings through that 2 months period of time.
Well, great.
Okay,
we'd
love, we'd love to have you back on again and your people. So
absolutely,
as we get closer, I mean, we go for a whole hour. We can bring in, you know, the ideas of why this is happening and explain it again. So I think it came out a little bit better this time than it was when it first came out.
Yeah,
about
David Benda actually wrote an excellent article in the Record Search Light that I would encourage people to read.
Okay, all right.
Thank you,
Barry Tippin, director of REU, with us. Thanks a lot, Barry.
Thank you, and happy birthday.
Thank
all
you.
All right,
we'll be right back after the news.
Easily adjusted 274,000. Sales of existing U.S. homes slipped in April. That was due to relatively few listings and rising prices. Average long-term U.S. mortgage rates edged slightly lower this week after rising for three straight weeks. With the Memorial Day holiday right around the corner and a long break to go with it, SRN's Linda Kenyon reports the Senate has some important business to wrap up.
There's the extension of the expiring provisions of the Patriot Act, including the NSA's bulk collection of phone records. There's also the fast-track trade bill and the highway bill. Due to the short time available to complete three major bills, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has offered short-term extensions on at least the Patriot Act and the Highway Bill, which would fund infrastructure projects.
That's SRN's Linda Kenyon. Syrian activists say militants from ISIS are now in full control of the famed archaeological site at Palmyra. SRN News military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says recent ISIS advances have apparently caught the White House off guard.
At this point, it appears as if nobody anticipated the major confrontation that has moved forward at this point.
Cleanup continues in Goleta, California, after a ruptured pipeline sent an estimated 21,000 gallons of oil into the sea. As for those fumes that people have been smelling,
simply smelling an odor does not mean that one will experience adverse health effects. These low-level fumes are generally harmless, but can cause some mild symptoms as discussed previously, such as headaches or dizziness.
That is Santa Barbara County Health Officer Dr. Tashiti Wada, and this is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was in college, and I used my credit cards as a source of income, and I got into a lot of debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The customer service at Trinity is excellent. They take all of your bills and put them all together. It's one single easy payment.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Ignoring the threat of a White House veto, the House has voted to give Congress more say in government-funded research and development projects.
Maryland Democrat Steny Hoyer arguing Republicans want to turn research decisions into a political football.
They arbitrarily pick and choose research programs they like at the expense of those they ideologically oppose.
Texas Republican Brian Babin says the legislation will rein in wasteful spending.
NSF spent another $387,000 on a mechanical device that stimulates Swedish massages for rabbits.
The White House has threatened a veto.
That's SRN's Wally Hines on Capitol Hill. In Charleston, South Carolina, police today have surrounded an apartment building. They believe a suspect in the wounding of a sheriff's deputy is holed up inside the building. Officials say negotiators are trying to persuade the man believed to be the shooter to give himself up without a fight. This is SRN News. Federal investigators are trying to determine whether Amtrak engineer Brandon Bastian used his cell phone while at the controls of that train that derailed in Philadelphia.
The National Transportation Safety Board says records show calls were made, texts were sent, and data was used on the device the day of the crash. They're comparing the timing of the phone activity with data from the locomotive's event recorder and outward-facing video, radio communications, and surveillance video. The engineer's attorney says he kept the phone in a bag, using it only to call 911 after the crash.
SRN's Rich Thomason says the May 12th derailment killed 8 people and injured more than 200. The CEO of Lumber Liquidators has abruptly quit the company that is embroiled now in an investigation over products imported from China, those containing the carcinogen formaldehyde. The company earlier this month said it had suspended the sale of all laminate flooring made in China. More details at SRNNews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 at the 8 o'clock hour here. It's May 21st, and I'm so happy to... Oh, that's my computer. Hello.
Good morning, everybody.
I was reading, really, and good morning, everybody. It's really, David Letterman's off the air, and I was going
Yay! It's 10 years too late. Just a personal opinion, of course. Top 10 reasons David Letterman should not be on the air anymore. Number one, he's not that funny.
Oh, well, you know,
well,
I mean,
just me.
I think after Johnny Carson, everything from there, you know, what's to compare with?
Is that aging us there?
I know. It sounds terrible. Late night show. A lot of people really like David Letterman. So anyway, that's the end of an era.
Right.
It's the end of an era. So welcome back to the show. It's currently 63 degrees in the downtown studios. Chance of showers with a high of 79. And a chance of showers tonight with temperatures around 58. So I know you were talking to Barry Tippin in the lobby to see him out. I hope he didn't think it was too painful. We had a lot of interruptions because of birthday calls
But he's going to come back. And one of the things Barry said is, you know, that they're treated fairly here. And which is true. And what we're all looking for is the best thing for our city. But there are still a lot of questions. And here's the bottom line, though. They're having a meeting on June 16th to talk to the city council. City council could just say, you know what? We're okay for years. Let's just kind of not bring, you know, let's not introduce this to our city. They could say that and the whole thing just goes away. If they say, let's go ahead and have open comments, and that'll start in August. If the whole thing's passed, it doesn't start until like October or November, something like that. But there's a lot more questions to this. And frankly, one of the questions is, why don't we have our separate REU director? You know, it just gives a little more autonomy there. There's not such a close relationship. I mean, you may have to work for the city manager, but you can have, I'm not saying that it's not happening, that they're not working together well, or that he can say, I'm not going to do that. But, you know, as somebody said, this thing makes $150 million. We can afford a full-time director. All right. People on the line. Oh, Sheriff Tom Basenko.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, Linda, and happy birthday, and hi, Carl.
Hello. I can tell by you being on the phone and that you're not here.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Running a little bit behind, had some other stuff going this morning, but I'll be in there shortly with you, but okay. Thought I'd call in and be on the line so the show can go on.
We can do that. Do you want to stay on the line while you're driving in, or is that legal?
Yes, that's okay.
Okay. Hey, Sheriff, I see a lot of things are happening around here. It seems like, Honey Lab explosions, questions about how's the new marijuana law that Shasta County passed, the Board of Supervisors passed. What about that?
That is actually going very well on some of our reconnaissance overflights that we've had throughout the county. There is an obvious reduction of outdoor grows. They have spotted a couple on some public lands, which is not surprising. If you see a push onto private land, then you see it spring up on public land. But there's a big reduction in talking to residents in the outlying areas. They're not seeing the huge amounts of pipe and topsoil getting trucked into some of these areas, and they're also seeing a lot of 3 to 5 acre parcels that had been previously owned and grown on up for sale.
Well, then, so it sounds like then maybe it is working.
Things are going well. We're still doing our working with the ordinance, with the code enforcement officers and our deputies out enforcing the county ordinance, and also our other deputies that are enforcing the illegal grows that are also here.
When I look at what's happening with marijuana in the other states, Colorado, it's become a windfall for them. But it also has led to some other problems.
I wouldn't say a windfall. I just got back from a conference regarding marijuana, and the people from the officers from Colorado, they were all against it. They said that, yeah, it has raised about $32 million for the state, but what is being spent on enforcement, medical care, medical issues are going into the ER, fatalities with marijuana in the bloodstream are way up. They said it's being much more costly for the enforcement and for the state for what they did. The governor has said, please don't do what we did in Colorado. The governor of Colorado has said that.
Well, Governor Brown's not for this. You know, Governor Brown isn't for legalizing marijuana. Last time I thought that he had said that.
I think that he has. However, one of the candidates that's running for governor, Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, that's one of his platform planks, is to legalize marijuana.
Well, Gavin, you know what? I've talked to somebody that's actually, you know, done business with Gavin, and their opinion of him is he's very charismatic. Is there anything behind the suit? We'll find out.
Yeah, but in regards to Colorado, they also showed that the majority of their marijuana that is being grown there is being shipped east to the states where it's still illegal. So it's still about money.
Well, that was,
Butane honey oil labs, a huge danger to not only the people living in a residence or an apartment, but those surrounding there. We've seen a big uptick in explosions and fires. It's very dangerous. It's illegal. It's punishable with the same laws that surround methamphetamine labs. And now, supposedly, the last statistic I heard, 80% of the burn victims that are at UC Davis Burn Center are victims of and a result of honey oil labs.
Well, we've sent 4 or 5 down there just from Redding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
2 of them died.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Well, you know, Tom, they use butane on this. Is that right?
That's correct. They use butane. They pack marijuana into a tube, and then the tube has a little filter on one end, and they point, if you will, at the top where they inject the canister of butane into the top, and as it's forced through this tube, then a oily, honey-looking substance comes out, and then they have to heat the oil to let the butane evaporate out, and usually in that process is when you can have an explosion, or sometimes the manufacturers of the honey oil are doing this in a garage where there's a open flame such as a hot water heater, and then the fumes of the butane ignite and cause an explosion.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know what? If it wasn't for the fact that
it's kind of like the danger of freebasing back in the 80s.
I also think about the gene pool. When one of those things goes off, the gene pool gets deeper.
I mean, how many explosions in the face and burning up, like with Richard Pryor, and I think either Peter Sellers as well, I'm just thinking on the celebrity aspect, that were freebasing in the 80s and had their faces exploded. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Harm themselves.
Yes.
You're seeing honey oil, you're seeing homes being burnt up. Some of these homes are owned by landlords, or the one home can burn up and cause damage to surrounding homes and apartments. We saw one a few years ago that was in a hotel room that caused extensive damage to the hotel room, and the the honey oil lab manufacturers had two young children in there, and when it exploded.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Tom, are you going to be in here soon? Because we got to take a break.
About 2 minutes.
Okay, great, great.
All right. When we come back from our break.
All right.
Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked a top 100 hospital for 3 years in a row, and their cardiac unit is in the top 50. And this is not in California. This is in the entire United States. What can you say about Shasta Regional Medical Center except they
years.
Know that treating people well can change lives.
Treating people well. Hey, when we come back there and when we wait for Tom to park and get in here, I want to share with you, before we go into more stuff, another form of thievery. I just find it always fascinating about art through the years that has been lost, stolen on the black market. Some other things have been discovered, and we will tell you about that right when we get back from these messages here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. This Memorial Day weekend, we'd like to invite all veterans, active duty military personnel, and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything inside the store. It's our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. That's Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. Locally owned and operated at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista.
My name is Ben Goring, and I'm a high-voltage journeyman lineman for REU, your community-owned electric utility. Linemen maintain REU's system. No matter summer's heat or winter's cold and rain, we are there for you. Our team loves what we do and are committed to doing it safely. Providing the Redding community with reliable power is not only a top priority at REU, it's our passion. I live, work, and play in this community. I'm a husband, a dad, and the coach of my daughter's soccer team. I'm a lineman and very proud to be part of Redding Electric Utilities family.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
You can't fight the law in Chester County, though. You fight the law in Chester County, somebody beats you or shoots you.
Right? Yeah.
When you're fighting, of course.
Good bump music.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It's Linda's birthday today. She's all of 21.
And it's hold it
eight,
a few times.
It's 8:18 in the morning. It's 63 degrees out there. Hopefully we get some more. We'll get some rain. You know, it keeps teasing us. I think we had some rain this morning, though.
It rained pretty good last night.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business, where discounts for seniors and veterans. 365-3793.
Did you guys hear a big boom yesterday? Like, was it a big? I almost thought like it was a.
A honey lab explosion.
Don't think it was that. I didn't get any messages on that.
It was like a thunder, but was just one. And it just went boom, and the dog jumped up and started to bark. And I thought, I did wonder for a minute, is it explosion, sonic boom?
I saw lightning yesterday.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
Too, so it could have been thunder.
Well, I wanted to bring this up because I happen to find this fascinating. So I like to share, you know, when there's been maybe been a, you know, a dinosaur fossils or things that you think have been extinct, or you find things that maybe, you know, on the top of the mountains and all kinds of what in the sea. Well, this article, a German investigation into black market art has recovered two bronze horse statues that once stood in front of Adolf Hitler's Grand Chancellery building in Berlin, as well as other Nazi era pieces that have been lost for decades. Police in five states conducted coordinating raids during more than a year-long investigation into illegal art trafficking. They seized pieces including the massive bronze horse sculptures, like we said, by Joseph Thorack, and which was 16 feet by 33 feet. And it seems that eight Germans aged between 64 and 79 are being investigated in the case, adding that there may be other works of art that were found during the raids, and authorities are now trying to determine their provenance.
They also found the mummified remains of Adolf Hitler. Okay, I'm just kidding about that.
All right, Carl. Thank you so much for throwing a water thing on.
No, I just started throwing it in there. Because we're
throwing water on my fire.
I would never throw water in your fire. I would be sit there. I'd fan that fire.
The objects were all found in a warehouse in the town of Dürkheim in the southwest state of Rhineland. Neuendorf said the other raids on homes were carried out in Berlin, Bavaria, North Rhine, and all these German places. Police started investigating after learning that someone was trying to sell the art on the black market. Don't you find that fascinating?
I'm just sitting here speechless.
Well, you know, Monument Men was a lot about, you know, trying to save the art during World War II.
Can I get into it is. And you know, when they're finding, because they've been finding this stuff all the time. And you're right. Remember the one that just died and they found all this missing art from that the Nazis had taken? And they were trying to figure out how did this guy get all these, I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of lost art that the Nazis stole. Mm-hmm. Except he was German. They're thinking that it got transferred over to him somehow. Mm-hmm. And when he died and they got into his place.
Right.
There it was.
Right.
But so speaking of crime.
I find that fascinating. Speaking of crime, we have the crime breaker.
We have the county.
Breaker of makers here.
I want to talk about three or four things here. Let's start with the first one. President Obama says that our police do not need the same weapons that the bad guys have.
Interesting, because what his executive order did was essentially nothing. He restricted.
Did you expect more?
No, I won't go there. But he said, "Hey, you can't get tracked vehicles."
That's all it said?
Well, that's one of the things it said. So basically, law enforcement usually doesn't use tracked vehicles.
You can't get the Amtraks. You can't get the tanks.
Can't get an Abrams. There's usually not a call for that in law enforcement.
MRAPs?
But there are. I think you can still get MRAPs because those are a wheeled vehicle.
Really?
They'd probably be heavily scrutinized. But a number of agencies do have MRAPs. MRAP is a
mine resistant
vehicle, armored.
Armored personnel.
But what it can be used for is to transport a SWAT team near a dangerous situation because it has room for personnel in there. It can be used for a rescue of an officer down or in a hostage condition, say at a school, to get in there safely, get the people picked up and get out safely. And a number of law enforcement agencies do have them. This is surplus military equipment, an MRAP. Retails MSRP on the lot with title and delivery charges is roughly about $750,000 to the taxpayers. Law enforcement gets them for free. Another law enforcement agency paid about $8,000 in shipping for the MRAP to get delivered to his agency.
We've talked a little bit about this in the past about vehicles, and you've never taken them up on this.
On the contrary, we do have three armored Humvees, and those are used for our SWAT team to transport them and their personnel. We got them.
I'm not sure who it is then now because it was the. You're right. We did talk about the Humvees, but I was talking to somebody else because of the cost and maintenance of all these.
The MRAPs are very costly to maintain, and that's why we haven't pursued that. But we do have some Humvees, and that transports our SWAT team. We have an armored vehicle that we got with Homeland Security that's for the local region here. And we use that with a hostage condition. And as soon as the SWAT team pulled up in the armored vehicle, it's not a military vehicle, they were fired upon by the suspect and the vehicle was struck. So it saved those officers' lives from either their lives or from being wounded. And it came in very worthwhile. And
so,
that's what we have.
So what you're saying here is after all the smoke and flame that came out that we've got to restrict this is that reality that you can't get a tracked vehicle.
Yeah, tracked vehicle. Bayonets. Now, they'd say, what do you need law enforcement need a bayonet for? You're not going to put it on the end of a weapon, but a bayonet is simply a knife. You can use a knife out in the field if you're out in a marijuana eradication, cutting things, but not in a bayonet fashion. We've gotten body armor. We've gotten Kevlar helmets to protect our officers, the same as the military. So it comes in handy. This is a knee-jerk reaction. Literally hundreds of millions of dollars of surplus equipment and aircraft and boats is being utilized nationwide by our nation's law enforcement. And we should want to protect our law enforcement while they do the job of protecting our citizenry.
I have a question that I'll ask you on a break.
Okay.
Because the answer might, you know, about weapons.
Okay.
And then because I don't want to throw that one out there.
But I know you. Another law enforcement agency that also part of the executive order was no grenade launchers. And they say, what does law enforcement mean grenade launcher for? We don't launch grenades, as in fragmentation devices, but they use it to deploy chemical agents such as
pepper gas
or tear gas in riot situations. And that, again, we can buy those same items on the vendor market for law enforcement, or we can get them free through the military.
Yeah, well, I think that may have been the reason why. They don't like seeing some politicians seeing pepper gas and, you know, not mustard gas, but, you know, but
sometimes
tear
you need
gas
to
in that, but you have to sometimes
have those.
Yeah, you've got to have it in your inventory.
But then again,
it's non-lethals.
Being somewhat hypocritical, the president flies around in military aircraft, armored vehicles himself, and the Secret Service can hold off a small army with the weaponry they have.
We, my company, my Marine Infantry Company, was years ago when Nixon was – this dates us here – back when I was a young lieutenant, when Nixon would come out to the Western White House, part of the thing – you know, we were part of his security team.
Mm-hmm.
And I said we're part of the Nixon security team because where we at, San Mateo, and that's where his Western White House was out there on the cliffs. And we would be we'd go on – when he came out, we'd go on 24 hours a day – locked in the barracks. I say locked. Everybody was there. And then at least twice a day, we'd have to jump in the trucks and head out and form as much of a 360 around the house, but down lower. But see, we were just one echelon of it.
You'd set up a perimeter.
We'd set up a perimeter, and we were like the third or fourth group in there. Even back then, between the state police, FBI, Secret Service, and, you know, they had better weapons than we did. Mm-hmm. So it's understandable, you know, when we start talking about the different types of weapons they have to protect the president. The other hand, the police should have at least a parity with the bad guys.
Usually you don't want to just be a parity on an equal level.
A minimum of a parity.
With your offensive, you want to have, you know, better weaponry and be one up.
Fire superiority.
Let's look at our Occupy riots that they had down in Berkeley and Oakland. Officers were taking Molotov cocktails. They were taking rocks. Sometimes they were taking gunfire. We saw the Rodney King riots in L.A. Again, shootings of officers and fire personnel there, and again, rioting with more Molotov cocktails. Our officers need to be protected. The officers nationwide are well-trained. They know how to use this, and it has to be used within the law, both within the use of force continuum and within court decisions and constitutional law.
We're with Sheriff Tom Basenko. We're talking about the president's latest edict about limiting military-grade weapons and stuff. It's not just weapons. It's all types of things.
At least this one was limited because of what he was. But there's literally we can get sandbags. And so somebody says, well, what does law enforcement need sandbags for? Floods, those types of things. That's where they're used. In the military, they're used, obviously, to make bunkers and to protect issues. But we can use them on the civilian side. We can use them for floods. And we spend a lot of money here locally just buying sandbags during flood season when we have rain.
Is there an armored car? Does the police have an armored car too?
Yes, that's what I spoke about earlier.
Because it said it wasn't our listener here said it didn't look like a Hummer. So that's the one you're talking about.
It's not a Hummer. We purchased that a number of years ago. Local law enforcement with Homeland Security grants.
Okay,
and it's an armored vehicle. Another type that other law enforcement have is called a Bearcat, which is a bigger armored vehicle, and for transportation of the law enforcement personnel too.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, a better-known business. It has just a great, great service and super people in there.
And by the way, on June 4th, when we're at Wind River, and Lady Bot and the Bluebirds will be there, Tobacco and Brew is bringing in a special cigar aficionado, a guy who's going to roll, and you can go out on the deck and you can smoke the cigars that he's recently rolled. He's coming in specific for this event from San Francisco. I don't know his name right now. I'm sorry. We're going to get the press release on that. But that's going to be happening the night during Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, June the 3rd, the first Thursday of the month. So that's Tobacco and Brew that are doing stuff to just their fun.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bot. KCNR 1460. It's 21st of May, Linda's birthday. 64 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me here on KCNR 1460 AM at 6 p.m. on Thursday nights for On the Spot with Linda Bott. You'll hear wonderful interviews with musicians, artists, winemakers, chefs, business owners, and designers, just to name a few. Girls just want to have fun, and we do. Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here with On the Spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, and Wind River Casino and Hotel.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
My name is Ben Goring, and I'm a high-voltage journeyman lineman for REU, your community-owned electric utility. Linemen maintain REU's system. No matter summer's heat or winter's cold and rain, we are there for you. Our team loves what we do and are committed to doing it safely. Providing the Redding community with reliable power is not only a top priority at REU, it's our passion. I live, work, and play in this community. I'm a husband, a dad, and the coach of my daughter's soccer team. I'm a lineman and very proud to be part of Redding Electric Utilities family.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bott. thank you so much for your birthday wishes this morning, Caroline, Ted, and Teddy. You know, you guys are great. You know, we love you, and we've really appreciate our newfound friendship.
The Ogilvy family, we really like them a lot.
Currently 64 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have a chance of showers today with temperatures around 80 degrees. Chance of showers tonight with 58. Friday calls for a high of 79. Again, chance of showers with Friday night with 58. And Saturday calls for mostly sunny with our temperatures around 83. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's good to be a Shasta Gas, cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, where it's locally owned and operated, where they give senior veteran discounts at Shasta Gas Propane.
All right. Our guest is, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway, Man's Last Stronghold. It's a veteran-owned business, but not just because of veteran-owned business. It is the best place to get your haircut in town. They care about the people. It's like Cheers of barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop.
You like that.
It's Cheers of barbershops. It's like the Cheers of sheriffs. Hey, Tom, you were just back. You were just down in Sacramento talking with the governor and other sheriffs.
Yes, we're state sheriffs. We were down there to meet with legislators. We met with probably over a dozen and had about an hour and a half with the governor talking to him on many issues that impact us up and down the state.
Okay, now, what was the biggest concern of everybody?
Several of the biggest concerns were body cameras, and there's about five bills in the state legislature with body cameras. Some are very onerous, and others are all over the map. It's a new technology. There's still a number of issues that go out there. If there's a officer-involved shooting, does the officer get to review the video before he or she prepares their report to help get the most accurate information?
There's a group out of L.A. that says they shouldn't be able to do that.
But then again, we've been using tape recorders for years. We've had in-car cameras for years, and you can review the video. So you want to get the most accurate information. There's some that says there shouldn't. The cameras aren't going to be the answer to everything. Some you can wear like a pair of glasses. It's a camera on your glasses. They've shown it where they get knocked off, and then they're inaccurate. Or if the camera fails, or if you're wrestling with the person and then use of force happens, but you're wrestling, you're covering up the camera.
When do you turn the camera on?
When do you turn it on?
When do you turn it off? Can you turn it off? Can you, as a policeman, turn it on and off? Or does it have to be released from, say, the dispatcher?
And those are usually it'd have to be done on the officer, but do you leave it recording all night? You're talking with a victim of a sexual assault. Do you want it recording then or not?
What happens when you go to the bathroom?
Correct.
Someone
comes into your home to take a burglary report. Do you want it recording while they're in there getting a burglary report from you?
Do you want
the
sheriff to pull you over? And as he's asking for your license identification, you're there with a 25-year-old hottie that should not be in the car.
That's many of the issues that are going on with body cameras.
How about just synchronizing everything when you've got 12 officers coming to one thing?
Generally, body cameras look straight ahead. They do have a somewhat of a peripheral, like up to 180-degree area of view. But if you turn your head, the camera's looking straight ahead. You turn your head and see something else.
Yeah.
The camera's not seeing that.
All of a sudden, it's boom.
Yes. So a lot of issues there.
And the other question that people aren't even really addressing yet is the cost. The cost and the storage and how long do you keep it? How can it be used? Like a lawyer can come in and say, hey, I want every tape that Tom Basinko has for the last year.
Huge cost there for... The cameras can run a couple $1,000s.
Yeah, that's the lowest part.
That's the lowest part. Yeah. The expensive part is the storage of the data, literally huge amounts of storage into the terabytes and higher. There's something higher than a terabyte. Or the cost of storing it on the cloud. Then you need personnel to make copies of those tapes to send them to court as evidence, both for the defense, the newspaper, media. Can do it right now. They could do a Public Records Act request and get everything too.
Everything. You know, they could say, "Hey, we want everything from the sheriff and the police department on Carl Bott." They can go through then and search for a year to see if I've ever been pulled over for
LAPD is already going through a lawsuit regarding some body cameras. They have an experimental one. So this is a breaking technology that still gets to get filtered out. There's issues of officer involved shootings. There's a bill that wants to send if there's an officer involved shooting that the Attorney General or the State Attorney General would assign a special investigator or prosecutor to look at officer-involved shootings. Well, you have an officer-involved shooting. Are you going to wait for hours and hours for someone to come out of Sacramento and respond? Are you going to hold the crime scene? What about interviewing the officers?
Yeah. How long are you required to keep the data? Somebody called. How long are you required to keep the data? That's one of those things that have to. Is it 7 years?
Some say that it's months. Yeah. Some say that it's a year. Some say it's 2 years. Some say you need to keep it forever. That gets to be very, very expensive.
Here's what I would. This is just an idea, but I would go and let them all get this together and put it into a pilot program with the California Highway Patrol, which is kind of a more controlled atmosphere, and work out the kinks there. And all of you should not have to worry about it until that happens.
Many of the agencies are looking for is for the big agencies to do pilot projects like LAPD. California Highway Patrol has a system in their car that's called an MVAR, which is a mobile video recording system. And that can record from the car as a dash cam, but that doesn't see everything.
Right.
Highway Patrol will be spending tens of millions of dollars on this statewide.
One of the questions is, I know they've got a pilot project out there, but it's just there are so many things, so many variables to this that one agency needs to get on top of it and then let everybody just kind of kick back and not even worry about it until they get it worked out and then everybody can kind of like pile on.
So those were some of the issues we were discussing with the legislator and governors, officer-involved shootings, use of drones, how that's good. There's also bills on drones as well.
You like the idea of drones, Tom?
They can be a tool for law enforcement, again, such as going out for reconnaissance for SWAT teams. You can't invade a person's privacy. That would be unlawful. But with law enforcement, there's tools to operate within the law carefully. They can be used in search and rescue operations, perhaps where search and rescue personnel can't get. So they can have their place. They are limited. Some people think of drones. They think of the full-size aircraft like the military has. But there's also some very small battery-powered drones that can be used for...
You can fly them through windows. Yeah, you can put them anywhere. Going back to a question here, which you were addressing on the marijuana, a question for the sheriff. Now that we have the marijuana law in effect, I have a neighbor renting to a pot grower. Does not meet the ordinance requirements. If I call the sheriff, can I expect a deputy to respond and issue a citation? And will the homeowner be notified?
I presume that the person lives in the county because that ordinance is for
the county,
the unincorporated area of the county. You can call the code enforcement office, and that's a county ordinance through resource management, at 225-6474. They'll take a complaint. Or you can call 722-9161, which is a sheriff's office reporting as well. And it won't be immediate. We take it on tips. We prioritize them. But we'll be working on it and have that information there.
Okay. So that answers that one. Okay. So body cameras.
Officer-involved shootings.
Officer-involved shootings.
We covered a little bit.
And we talked to Captain Todd Garr yesterday on the show about gangs.
Right.
And he talked, he spoke that we have some gangs up here and that they, of the motorcycle type.
Yeah, we refer to them as OMGs, outlaw motorcycle gangs.
Yeah, as we pointed out, it doesn't mean, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It could mean that, but
in our world, it's outlaw motorcycle gangs. There are some OMGs here. We have some Hells Angels here.
We've had Hells Angels here for a long time.
We have some Vagos.
Vagos kind of came in the last, what,
we saw
six
some
years.
Mongols around here, some others with Ramblers, which are some 1%ers there.
What's a 1%er?
Usually the 1% that want to be part of the main gang.
Okay.
But there's about total, now these aren't all outlaw motorcycle gangs, but there's probably around 400 certified gang members here in Shasta County, and that comes from Norteños, Sereños, outlaw motorcycle gang members, and other gangs. The certification, you don't acquire that by going to school. There's a legal certification that you have to meet certain criteria to be a certified gang member in the eyes of the law and the court. And then if you're committing a crime that's in furtherance of the gang, it can charge with an enhancement for sentencing.
Is it? Have they proven that motorcycle clubs are gangs? Hasn't that gone to court several times?
Some motorcycle clubs are gangs, but not all motorcycle clubs are gangs.
And they get him with the RICO then?
They can. If you look up, if you did a Google on or any type of internet search on Hell's Angels, you would come up with literally hundreds of pages. Hell's Angels is a huge motorcycle gang worldwide, and they're still involved in criminal behavior, whether it be prostitution, guns, running of guns, and drugs, and murders.
Okay. Right here in River City.
Right here in River City. There's some here in River City.
We don't see a lot of them running like guns across the border, do we?
We haven't caught them doing that. But it doesn't mean that it's not happening.
The reason I say this is that I knew at one time when I first moved here that there was a group of, you know, it was a small group of the Hell's Angels, but they're all like older guys that were up here.
A little bit more geriatric.
Yeah, you know, and then, I don't know. Yeah, it doesn't seem that as much geriatric now as I've been here since I'm getting close to that. But, and then the Vagos moved in, and then it seemed like things escalated after that.
Yep. So. Yeah, this is a very desired area, Redding, because we're right along the I-5 corridor. We're a couple hours north of Sacramento, a couple hours south of Medford, Oregon.
Go east or west from here.
East and west. Yeah. These gangs do have clubhouses in Sacramento area, up in the Oregon area as well. So this is a good point, and this is a desired area for gangs.
Okay. Our guest, Sheriff Tom Basenko, we were talking about body cams, the new marijuana law in unincorporated areas of Shasta County, the new order from President Obama to cut back on the types of military equipment that our law enforcement agencies have access to, which turns out that it's not quite as bad as it appeared. And unless we wanted, did you want an Abrams tank?
Didn't want an Abrams tank.
How about a an armored personnel carrier?
An APC can
with
can
the
be,
tracks.
Tracks are usually harder to haul because you have to use a big truck. But wheeled vehicles, those can come in handy to protect law enforcement and to protect.
I think you all should be in parades. You know, with the turret going back and forth.
We have one Hummer with a turret on it. And then there was a bill at the state legislature that says, hey, if law enforcement tries to get any of this military equipment, it has to be first approved by city councils or board of supervisors. Well, as elected officials, we answer to the citizenry, not to the board of supervisors. And this military equipment, you can get it online. You have to go to a secure website, obviously. You can get it online, but if you see it, you have to put in for it and grab it right away because nationwide people are doing that. By the time you go to the Board of Supervisors, you got 2 or 3 weeks to do a board report and have take action on it, the desirable stuff be gone. But we can use optics, binoculars, night vision goggles, sandbags, I said earlier, for flood control. It's millions of dollars worth of stuff that we've paid for with taxpayers, and it's available to law enforcement essentially free except for the shipping.
Okay. Sheriff Tom Basenko, Shasta County Sheriff. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 66 degrees out there today on the 21st of May, and it is 8:47 in the morning on Linda's birthday.
Thank you for all the Facebook happy birthdays and everything and all the calls and comments. It really makes me feel loved.
Well, you are loved, honey. All right, we'll be right back.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have the buffalo chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Redding and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9. Every Saturday morning, right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is the 21st of May. It's 10 till 9 here on Thursday the 21st. 66 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years, a better-known business which has just garnered accolades from all over for the quality and level of professionalism that they exhibit. If you've got an emergency, well, they got the people to fix it. They offer warranties, guarantees. They've got it all. They can work on any type of heating or cooling system. Alliance Heating and Air, give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Sheriff Tom Basinko is our guest. Sheriff.
Yes.
In the paper the other day, there was a bonus. I'm not sure if it's a bonus or what it is that that came up during the border supervisors that said that for working with the county, X amount of dollars is going to go to you and Lori Scott.
Sure.
Can you explain that?
Absolutely. A number of years ago, back in 2008, the Board of Supervisors approved longevity for department heads. Other line staff and supervisors had received longevity pay, and then they made it available for department heads. And then through a county oversight, they didn't give it to elected officials that have in excess of 20 years serving with the county of Shasta. That was discovered, and they took action to correct it. And since it occurred, it was effective in 2009. And so from 2009, there was two elected officials that qualified for it. Myself and Treasurer, Tax Collector Lori Scott, and they discussed it, and we were eligible for it, and they approved the back pay. So basically, this is just back pay for an oversight by the county for a longevity stipend.
This was the consternation from Mr. Kehoe and Mr. Modi was that you all are elected officials and not hired officials, and that you run for office. And that that you're serving at your own will.
I don't know. I don't serve on my own will. I serve at the will of the people.
Right.
I'm still a county employee. And under the definition, the county definition, we're considered department heads, and that's why it was corrected by these individuals, by the FI board. I reviewed the board report from 2008, reviewed the actual video of it. Nowhere in the discussion did it come up that electeds were excluded. In fact, at that time, Supervisor Cibula, his big concern was should department heads be allowed to cash out some administrative leave that is acquired. And that was the biggest discussion, and it was went through with a 4-1 vote with Supervisor Cibula dissenting. In fact, Supervisor Kehoe approved it.
You said that he didn't know that's what it meant. That's what he said.
Well, that's what they have documents for to read and review and approve. And then individuals also receive retirements from other governmental agencies, but they also collect a salary for being on the board too. So that's correct, is it or not? That's an issue. So this is a longevity stipend for working for the county. I've worked for the county for about 37 years. Ms. Scott has been there for 38 years. And
that was before sheriff, obviously.
That was before sheriff. I started my career here at the sheriff's office, and Ms. Scott started her career at the sheriff's office as a clerk and then eventually went to her position. And so that's what they were doing, was just correcting an oversight that had occurred a number of years before.
Okay. Memorial Day weekend, right here.
Right here. There's
Todd Gard tells me, Captain Gard tells me, they're at like a surge on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in between when things kind of slow down.
You got the weekend. This is the big tourist weekend, started right. The holiday season. Of course, Shasta Lake still has a lot of water in it. It's down a bit, but there's a lot of water there.
A lot of water there.
Whiskey Town, we got our houseboats, we got the river trail, we got fishing. And so you'll see a lot of surge there coming up. The big thing is, if you're going to indulge in adult beverages and drink, do it responsibly and don't drive or operate a boat. Do it safely. Use water safety devices, personal flotation devices in and around the water. And then remember that Memorial Day isn't a holiday. It's for remembrance of veterans
right. And
their service
to
our country.
Unfortunately, people, you know, when you ask people what's Memorial Day about.
There's a lot of Memorial Day services, too.
I tell you what, let's go to the phones. Jan, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for waiting.
Thank you. I just wanted to wish Linda a happy birthday.
Oh,
how nice, Jan. Gosh, thank you for staying on the line. Well, that was really nice. Thank you very much. I feel really blessed. I've had wonderful birthday wishes, and thank you for calling in.
Jan, you should have seen her face light up as soon as you said happy birthday.
Everybody enjoy Memorial Day.
Thank you.
Right, thank you. And let's not forget what it's about. And that's a good point, Tom. Now, let's
we had Gunny in here a little bit earlier from the Purple Hearts, and he earned a Purple Heart in Vietnam, and there's a number of services that I think Linda's going to talk about throughout the county for recognizing our veterans and their service.
That's right. There's just a few minutes left in our program. I was going to ask you first, Sheriff, before we go on to these Memorial Day announcements. Do you have a tradition? You know, I mean, we know so much about, we appreciate you serving, but Basenko, Tom Basenko as the man, as maybe the family man, do you have a tradition that you do on Memorial Day?
No, I usually don't. My tradition is I try and attend these Memorial Day services all throughout the county and give thanks and remembrance for our veterans. That's great. And remember what they do for our country, did for our country with the sacrifice that they made.
Beautiful. Well, we know that we have a Memorial Day, May 25th event at 5:55 out at the Igo Cemetery. We also have Anderson Cemetery at 11 o'clock. We have Pine Grove Cemetery also that day. We need the Fall River Cemetery, Reading Memorial Park, which will be happening at 10 o'clock. Longcrest, which will be that day. Again, Northern California Veterans Cemetery, 5:55. And Saturday, May 30th, Veterans Grove will be 11 o'clock. And there will be complimentary lunch serving the program there at the Veterans Grove on May 30th, which is supposedly the traditional day of Memorial Day.
Well, we're going to be talking about it tomorrow,
they'll
too.
They'll have one at the Civic, and that is on the traditional Memorial Day.
Yeah, in the Grove.
A ceremony followed by a free lunch. But it's about remembering our veterans. Last week here in Shasta County was our memorial services for law enforcement.
Yeah.
We've had 16 officers that have been killed in the line of duty since 1855.
You know what? We've only got a couple minutes here, Tom. But that nudges me into some other things. I had a discussion with somebody the other day because I saw where the officers have been killed in homicides. And shootings has risen something like 48% since last year. Now, the number of officers that have been killed each year doesn't always rise. A lot of them are from car accidents and unfortunate things like that.
There's a number of ways to be killed in line of duty, obviously,
but
there are a number of shootings.
Yeah.
Last year, throughout the nation, 126 officers were killed in the line of duty, 13 of them here in California, and within a two-week period, There was about four officers who were killed in California. Two officers lost their lives on the same day in a shootout with a illegal alien, a drug trafficker that was here and killed an officer from the Sacramento County Sheriff's Office, one in Placer County.
Right.
And then a little bit earlier than that, a Pomona SWAT officer was killed, shot during a SWAT operation, and then a Ventura County Sheriff's deputy was killed with a traffic collision. A car ran into
him. Is that just in that sense?
That was last year. That was
okay.
14.
You also two California Highway Patrolmen were killed in a car wreck. Also,
correct, down in the Fresno area.
Yeah,
lost their lives in serving their community.
All right, Tom. Thanks a lot for what you do. And
thank you, Tom.
The community is well served.
We have a great community here that is supportive of law enforcement. I'm very appreciative of that, and I enjoy serving them as their sheriff here in the county.
All right.
Thanks, Tom.
Hey, tomorrow we've got we've talked about the right to die with dignity a couple of weeks ago. Now we're having the other side coming in tomorrow.
Interesting. That'll
to
be
talk
great.
About how life it means so much, and that just to end it under these new laws is going to be a real problem. Happy birthday, Linda Bott.
It's a great day. Make it a great day. Count your blessings.
Love you.
Love
all
you.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow.
SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. The Senate has agreed to move forward on the president's trade agenda, SRN's Linda Kenyon reports.
Utah Republican Senator Orrin Hatch, the chief sponsor of the bill, pleaded with his colleagues to keep that bill alive on the Senate floor.
Our nation's economic health and prestige are on the line here today.
Hatch also said the bill would be good for American jobs.
We need to pass it for the American workers who want good, high-paying jobs.
Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions said American workers would lose with this trade deal.
Job-killing imports would vastly exceed any growth in foreign exports, putting more Americans out of work.
The trade bill is one of President Obama's top legislative priorities. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
Officials are scrambling to clean up a big oil spill that stretches along 9 miles of the California coast.
We deeply, deeply regret that this incident has occurred at all. We apologize for the damage that it's done to the wildlife.